Okay, friends, today in our class time, I want to introduce to you a concept that is very common in Spanish, but not really done in English too often. And so this is going to be a little bit different for you, but it's actually going to be very similar to what we did in a previous episode. Now think back for just a minute when we did indirect object pronouns. Now, remember that was a big fancy way of saying to whom the verb is done. And we used six words to describe that. We used me, te, le, nos, os, and les. So remember we used those to show if the verb was done to me or if it was done to someone else or to whomever it was done. Now, today's concept is going to be very similar, but we're going to have some slight changes. Now, what I want to teach you about today is called reflexive. There are Spanish verbs that are called reflexive verbs. Now, reflexive simply means that a verb is done to oneself. Now, remember before when we used that me, te, le, nos, os, les, that verb could be done by anyone to anyone. So if I do the verb, it could have been done to someone else. Today, reflexive verbs are different because when someone does the verb, it's the same person the verb is done to. So for me, as an example, I do the verb, it's done to myself. Both are the same. So this is called reflexive. Now, I want to use getting ready in the morning as our examples today because reflexive really plays along with almost everything you do in the morning when you're getting ready for work or for whatever you're doing during the day, and also some things that you do at night. So we're going to use a lot of different words today that have to do with getting ready and taking care of oneself. Okay, so first of all, how do you know when a verb is a reflexive verb? Well, let me show you. If you're at home and I hope you're studying your Spanish a lot outside of our episodes, but when you're looking in a dictionary or when you're looking online for those new Spanish words, sometimes you'll see a verb that has S-E on the end. So let me give you an example. Here's a reflexive verb. Levantarse. Levantarse. Now this levantar means to raise up or to get up. And so when you're looking up new verbs and you're trying to learn those new words, if you see se at the end of a verb, then you will automatically know that this is a reflexive verb. Now sometimes you may not know that a verb is reflexive, but when you hear it in conversation, you'll start picking it up and you'll start understanding that's a reflexive verb. And you'll see why in just a minute, how you'll be able to do that. So levantarse means to raise oneself up, to get oneself up. So we can use this in the morning, say when we're getting out of bed. And so levantarse, the dead giveaway here, that says I'm reflexive. I'm a reflexive verb. Now, the problem is that we have to know what to do now with that se. How do we use it in conversation? Okay, well, I'm going to show you, but first of all, I want to give you a nice list of reflexive verbs that you can use. Go ahead and put these in your cuaderno, so get ready with your pluma or your lapis, and I want to give you a nice list of reflexive verbs. Now, jot these down and start trying to learn these, and in just a minute, I'm going to show you how to use them in conversation. So, let's put a list up here. First of all, we have levantarse, which I just told you about. That means to raise oneself up, to get oneself up. We also have lavarse. Lavarse. Now, lavarse means to wash oneself, almost like bathe. So we're going to give you the word for bathing, though, right now, and is bañarse. Bañarse. Bañarse means to bathe one's self. Now, you've probably heard, ¿dónde está el baño? Where's the restroom? Very important phrase to know when you're in another country, right? Well, baño is the noun that comes from the verb bañar, to bathe. So bañarse is to bathe oneself. So then we have afeitarse. Afeitarse. Afeitarse means to shave oneself. To shave oneself. And then we have ponerse la ropa. Ponerse la ropa. Now this means to put on clothing, to put on your clothes. But now notice in Spanish, you might be looking at this saying, hey, it's not put on my clothes. It's put on oneself the clothes. That's how we say it in Spanish. So I put on myself the clothing. So that's a little different than English. So next one we want to look at is mirarse. Mirarse. Now mirarse, you probably remember from our AR verb lesson a while back. We talked about mirar means to look at or to watch something. So mirarse means to look at oneself. Okay? And then we have maquillarse. Maquillarse means to put on makeup on oneself. Okay, and we'll learn some nouns in just a minute as well that have to do with this. And then we have cepillarse. Cepillarse, there's a double L. Cepillarse means to comb oneself. To comb oneself. And again, we're going to say to comb oneself the hair. Okay? And then we have peinarse, peinarse. Again, this means to comb. And the previous one, cepillarse, it means to brush as well. So we can use that if we want to say brush. So peinarse would be specifically to comb oneself, the hair. Then we have desayunarse. Desayunarse means to have breakfast, to eat breakfast oneself. And we think of that as a reflexive verb in Spanish as well. And then we have llamarse. Llamarse means to call oneself. Now, earlier I told you about names and saying my name is. Remember when we talked about the family and how to state someone's name? And we said my name is, mi nombre es. Well, I want to show you something about llamarse here. Llamarse is another way to say my name is. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But you're going to say me llamo, me llamo. In other words, I call myself. Okay? We don't want to get too far ahead, though. That's just another way to say my name is. And you'll understand how we do that in just a second. So now that you have a nice list of reflexive verbs to get you started in your learning toward understanding reflexivity in your conversations, I want to show you how to do these now. Because we have to think of them in terms of who does the verb and to whom is the verb done. It's ourselves. Now, to show you how to do reflexive verbs, I'm going to draw a chart. Our famous chart, I'm going to put it up here on the board. Now, the chart, just like we learned, those possessive adjectives, mi, tu, su, nuestro, vuestro, su, and we also learned me, te, le, and nos, os, les, those different kinds of words that we use in conversation. Now, we're going to change those slightly, and we're going to use these in a reflexive sense. Okay, so now these are almost the same as those we covered before, the me, te, le, nos, os, les. They're almost the same. So this is going to be very easy to pick up for you. So up here is going to be the same thing, me. Okay, and this means, again, something is done to me, a verb is done to me. And then we have the same one there is te. Now, I'm not going to do the bottom yet because I want you to get the visual that how these are similar to the ones you learned before. Now, open the top right. Let's do that one really quick. Then we have nos. Again, these are the same. And in the middle right, we're going to put os. Okay, so go ahead and get that visual in your head. Me, te, nos, os. They're the same, whether or not we're doing the verb to ourselves or to someone else. In that context, they're the same. So now, let's look at the ones that are slightly different. It's not me, te, le. It's me, te, se. So we're going to put S, E right here. Now, the easy part is that this one is exactly the same. It's also se. So we have me, te, se, nos, os, se. And this implies that a verb is done to oneself. Okay, so go ahead and be learning me, te, se, nos, os, se. Get those down in that memory bank so you can start putting them in a conversation. Now I'm going to erase this, and I want to show you how to use these in context now. Now let's go back to the verb afeitarse. Afeitarse. Let's use that one because, well, both men and women shave. So we'll use that and it'll be applicable to everyone. So now we have afeitarse, and literally this means to shave oneself. Okay, so remember, AR verbs, when we leave that AR, it means to do that. So this means to shave, and the se tells us oneself. Okay, so now what do we do with this? What if I wanted to say, I shave, or I'm shaving? I'm going to have to make some changes now. So this is what I like to do. Sometimes I just like to take that se, and I like to take it off and put it in my pocket for a second and just let it stay there. And we'll get to it in just a minute. So now we're left with afeitar, a normal AR verb. We're going to conjugate this the same way we do any other AR verb. We're just going to take that AR off and we're going to put the correct ending on there. So we take off the AR. If I do that, remember normal AR verbs, o asa, amos eis an, up here, the one that means I do that, we're going to put an O on it, okay? So we have afeito. Afeito. That means I shave. But now the question is, who do I shave? Myself. That's what reflexive is. So we're going to take that se back out that we took off. Now the problem is we have to ask ourselves, can I leave it se or do I have to change it? Well, remember, which one goes with me, meaning it's done to myself. Remember up here in the top right, me. So we're going to have to change this to me. Okay, and we're going to change it to me, and then we're going to put it, if you remember from last time talking about the other ones, we're going to put it in front of the verb. In front of the verb. So what we're going to say is, me afeito. I shave myself, but the myself goes in front. Okay? So I hope this is becoming clear to you. I'd like to try one more. Now, if we wanted to say she shaves or she is shaving, okay? We got the se right there. We're going to take it off and just hold it for a second. Now, how do we conjugate AR verb for she does that? Well, we just put that A on there, right? Okay, so afeita. Now, we got to put that se back on there. We can't just leave it off. So the question is, can we leave it se or do we have to change it if we're talking about she does that? Well, look where she is on the chart normally. It's down here in the bottom left, right? So which one is in the bottom left? Mete se. So we get to leave it se because se means that she does that. So se afeita. And there you have it. That's how you do reflexive verbs. Now, I want to let you try one or two on your own really quick in your cuaderno. Now, try to write these down, do the changes, or process it mentally is even a good idea as well. So let's use that verb I gave you, bañarse, bañarse. So we want to say, like, I am bathing or I'm taking a bath. So how would you say bañarse for I bathe? Think about it for just a second. Now, take off that se, okay, conjugate bañar with I do that. We have baño, right? Now, take that se back, and where are we going to put it? In front of the verb. But can we leave it se? No, we have to change it to me. So what we get is me baño, me baño. Okay, so I hope you're understanding how to do reflexive verbs. Now, you actually will hear reflexive verbs used an enormous amount in Spanish. And it's a very common thing. Okay, now we get to take reflexive verbs one step further. We're going to mix reflexive verbs with stem-changing verbs. Unfortunately, as I always tell you, there are rules and there are rule breakers. And so some of our reflexive verbs are rule breakers. Okay, so I'm going to just give you a couple on the board here, stem-changing verbs that can be used in a reflexive sense. Okay, so first of all, we have this one is despertarse. despertarse means to wake up. To wake up oneself. Wake oneself up. Okay, so, and then you have another one is sentarse. Sentarse. That means to sit down, to seat oneself. Okay, and then we're going to put up this one, which is acostarse. Acostarse. This means to put oneself to bed. Okay, to go to bed. So then we have dormirse. Dormirse means to fall asleep, oneself. And then we have the last one is divertirse. Divertirse means to enjoy oneself, or in other words, to have fun. Okay, so now, as I told you, these are stem-changing verbs. We're not going to be able to apply all the same rules to them. We are going to be able to apply all the normal endings. So let's go ahead and look. This is an AR verb. We're going to put AR endings on it. This is an AR verb, AR verb, and these two are IR verbs. So once we conjugate those and change them, we are going to use the normal AR, ER, or IR endings. Okay, now let's go back. This takes a little bit of thought. Let's go back and think about our stem changing rules for a second that we covered before. Now, in order to determine where that stem change occurs, just to remind you, we look at the syllables. Okay, now, remember that rule we said if it's two syllables, where does that stem change occur? In the first syllable. And we said if it's three syllables, where does it occur? In the middle syllable. Okay, that vowel in the middle. But now, this changes things because now we have an extra syllable at the end of these verbs. Let me go ahead and tell you, don't count it. Don't count the se as a syllable. Don't count it. Do what you've always done, and that's to look at the verb itself. So if you cover up the se and you look at despertar, how many syllables? Three syllables. Okay, so that stem change is going to occur right here in the middle. In the middle, in the E. Okay, same thing with sentarse. We cover up that. We have two syllables, sentar. So where does that stem change occur? First syllable. So here is where our stem change is going to occur. Next one, acostarse. Again, don't count the se. Look at the acostar. Three syllables. So you're picking it up. We're going to change that middle syllable. Acostar. And then we have dormirse. Cover it up. And we have dormir. Two syllables. We're going to do the stem change right there in the beginning. Okay? And the last one, divertirse. Nope, we don't want to count that. We just want to count divertir. So now we have three syllables. That stem change is going to occur right there in the middle. Okay? So now let's do just a quick refresher on what kind of stem change we're going to do. Remember, whenever we see a stem changing verb and that stem change is an E, normally what we're going to do is this is going to be an IE stem changer. We're going to need an IE instead of an E. So we already have the E, so we're going to have to put an I in there, right? Then we have sentarse again. Here's our stem change. It's an E. So you got it. We're going to have an IE. Okay, so this is an IE stem changer. Now, acostar, our stem change is an O. Remember before we talked about when we have an O as our stem change, a lot of times that's going to be a UE. So this is going to be a UE stem changer. Same thing for dormir. It's going to be a UE stem changer. Okay? And divertirse, got the E, it's going to be an IE stem changer. Okay? Now, I know that after practicing before, you can conjugate these verbs and you can put them in the stem change in the right place and you can do all that. But now, I really want to do an example for you, though, just showing you the stem change with the reflexive. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to use acostarse, which means to put oneself to bed. So Let's look at that very quickly, and we'll do a chart. And I'll make my chart a little bigger because we're going to have some extra information on here today. So acostar, remember we're going to change that O. So let's go ahead and put those forms in there. It's going to be acuesto. And this will be acuesta. See, we're using normal endings. And acuesta. And then over here, remember, we don't change stems outside of the boot. We're going to leave this. Acostamos. And acostais. And here, this is part of the boot, so we're going to change that stem. Acuesta. Now, we have the forms. Remember, we took that say off. We put it in our pocket for a second. Now, if I want to say I put myself to bed, okay, I've got the I, what I do that part. We need, it's done to myself is what we need now. Now, up here, we can't leave it say, can we? We have to change it to me. So, I put myself to bed, me acuesto. You put yourself to bed is te acuestas. And then down here, he or she or the usted form, se acuesta. We put ourselves to bed is nos acostamos. And then you plural do that, os. And then finally down here, they put themselves to bed. They go to bed. Se acuestan. Okay.